The Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah, Halacha Yud Beis, says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Ad Ma'oid. The Mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a very beloved mitzvah. V'tzarech Ha'odem Lizoy Boy, a person has to be very careful with this mitzvah. K'dei Lo Hedia HaNeis, to know about the Neis, L'hoise B'shvach HaKeil, V'hoidoy Loi Al HaNisim Sh'nosolonu. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for tremendous nisim that he did for us. And the Rama concludes, even a person doesn't have food to eat, he has to live off charity. He should borrow money or sell his clothing in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the Magen Mishnah explains that the Rambam comes to this halacha, to what great lengths one has to go to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, because he learns it from Arba Kaisis. Just like we know the halacha is on Dal Kaisis on Pesach, we have to go to great lengths. So too is the halacha for Neris Chanukah. And the Mefarshim try to understand, where does the Rambam take this halacha? As we've been learning the sugyas of Neris Chanukah, we have not seen a halacha that requires such dedication to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. And the Magen Mishnah's connection to Dalet Kaisis, also from where does he draw this connection? So I sort of Mefarshim suggest that what is the point of the Dalet Kaisis? What is the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that through Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael came to the recognition and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that runs the world. Klal Yisrael came to the Madrega of Amunah. And as the Gemara, in fact, the Masechta Makis Daf Chav Dalet says, Boch Habakkuk v'amidum al-achas, Habakkuk told us that all of the mitzvahs boil down to one concept. V'tzadik b'amunoso yichya. A Jew has to live with a moon and b'tochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tells us the Rambam that just like everybody understands that Yontif Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, teach us Amuna, teach us Vitesi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vilakhti, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, has done for us, and constantly is doing for us, so too is the Yontif Chanukah. It teaches us Amuna. And if the point of the Yontif Chanukah is Amuna, so then just like for Dalet Kaisis, we have to do everything to be able to fulfill that mitzvah, so too is the halacha by Chanukah. And as we've discussed previously, and we'll attempt to do so further in today's Shir Emir Tzahashem, the halacha of Chanukah, the place of is Presume Nisa, and the place that Presume Nisa is most shown, or is shown, as we've discussed previously, is in the Hadlokas Neiris. And in fact, that's why the Chaya Odom in Klal Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Simen Chav Hei says that before a person lights the Chanukah candles, he has to gather together his entire family and show them and teach them that we're going to be lighting the Chanukah candles. And I saw that the Sefer Chovos Hador from Rabloi Shlita says that certainly Bizman Hazeh, where the Gemara says that the Presume Nisa is primarily for the people in the house, so we have to make sure that everybody stands around when we light the Chanukah candles to show the Presume Nisa. And in fact, I saw a tshuva from the rivers of Ephraim in Or Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Kuf Pei Ois Gimel that says a very gvaldige chiddush. He says, what would be the halacha if someone has a question, if he has already lit the Hanukkah candles. So he says, we would all assume that the rule is Safek Derabanan Lekula, and since Safek Derabanan Lekula, we don't have to light the candles again. He says it's very possible that we would have to light the candles again. Why? He explains, since the purpose of lighting the candles is Persume Nisa, so Persume Nisa is a whole new concept. And just like the Rambam that we began with this Shia teaches us, that in order to fulfill the mitzvah Persume Nisa, we have to do whatever we can to light Hanukkah candles, so too is the halacha that in order to fulfill the mitzvah Persume Nisa, the regular rule, the typical rule of Safek Derabanan Lekula would not apply. And if we have a Safek, we have a question, if we lit the Hanukkah candle, we should light it again. But as we've also said in our Shiurim, the mitzvah of Persume Nisa is specifically fulfilled. It's specifically fulfilled when we light the menorah, not in any other way. In other words, what I'm really trying to say is that it's not for us to determine how Persume Nisa is to be fulfilled. One would perhaps suggest I could fulfill Persume Nisa by putting an ad in the paper or making announcements about the Nes of Hanukkah. So certainly isn't that Persume Nisa? The answer is that it's not Persume Nisa. Because Persume Nisa is defined the way Chazal defined Persume Nisa. And what Chazal said is Persume Nisa is Persume Nisa. And what Chazal didn't say Persume Nisa is not Persume Nisa. And actually, that concept, that the definition of Persume Nisa is determined strictly by what Chazal defined Persume Nisa, really is, I think, the point of the Shulchan Aruch right at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah in Simen Tuf Reish Ayin Sif Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Ribi Hasudas Shemarbem Heim Sudas Harishus. Having Chanukah parties, says the Shulchan Aruch, Asudas Harishus Shloi Kavam Lemishta V'Simcha. That Yontif Chanukah is not been identified as a Yontif through parties. The Ramah adds, V'yesh Oimrim, and even the Ramah that adds, Shiyesh Ktas Mibri Mitzvah Beribi Sudas, says the Ramah that when we're having Sudas and Chanukah, that maybe the Ramah suggests there is a mitzvah in having those Sudas. The Ramah, it makes a very interesting point. He says, Mishum Deba'oisim Hayonim Haya Chanukas HaMizbeach. So what Ramah is saying is that if you're making a Suda in order to fulfill the Persume Nisa of the Neis Chanukah, your Suda has no place. Because the point of the Suda is the point, the Persume Nisa on Chanukah is fulfilled in one way only. The only way Persume Nisa is fulfilled on Chanukah is through the proper Hadlokas Neis. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch says there is no place for Sudas on Chanukah. The Ramah that says that there is, he said, not because of the Neis Chanukah, because the Ramah agrees, as we've been learning, that the only way you could fulfill the mitzvah of Persume Nisa is one way and one way only, and that is through the Ner Chanukah, lighting the Ner Chanukah properly. What Ramah is saying, however, is that on Chanukah was also the Chanukah Samizbeach. So if you want to commemorate the Chanukah Samizbeach, that could be commemorated to the Ribi Sudas. But Persume Nisa of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, there's only one way to fulfill it. And that way is through the Neiros Chanukah being lit properly. So if, as we're learning, that number one, the mitzvah of Persume Nisa is such an important mitzvah that we're learning how the Rambam says to what great lengths one must go in order to fulfill Persume Nisa. But on the other hand, we're also saying that the only way one fulfills the mitzvah of Persume Nisa is through lighting the menorah, and no other way is the mitzvah of Persume Nisa fulfilled. So now we need to speak a little more about the halacha of presuming, the halacha of lighting the menorah and how one fulfills the lighting of the menorah properly. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis discusses the question of Kofsa Zakakla. The Gemara began with the halacha of Kofsa Zakakla and the Kofsa and the Zakakla. And then the Gemara went into the discussion of what is the shear of what is the amount of time that you have to light the Chanukah menorah. And the Gemara quoted the Gemara. The Gemara said that the shear is Achatich L'Regel Menashuk. And as the Gemara explained, and we spoke about in a previous shear, Amar Rabba B'Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ad Kalya Ragla the Tamidoi. Until the last people in the Shuk are there to pick up the pieces of the wood. They were the last people in the town that's the shear for Ner Chanukah. Now, the question that the Gemara then discusses, the Gemara says, ask the Gemara, that the shear is mitzvasa, that the Gemara asks, if the Chazal taught us that the shear is from the Shkia until the Ragla Tamidoya are no longer in the street, so doesn't that mean that if your candles went out before that man is over, you're obligated to relight the menorah? Answers the Gemara, two terutzim. One tarot the Gemara gives is the loy adlik madlik, that no, what it means to say is that if you haven't lit the menorah before that time is up, light it because you're still within the proper zman. Vinami l'shura. The Gemara is teaching us that what is the shear of the amount of oil you have to put on into the menorah? You have to put in as much oil that would last to burn from Tishka Chama Achatichla Regel Menashuk, which we all know is the amount of oil to burn a half an hour. But there's a very fundamental Machloikis Rishonim in the understanding of these two Terutzim of the Gemara that has very serious halachic ramifications. Some Rishonim explain that there's Machloikis in the Gemara here. The first Teretz is teaching us that you only may light the menorah until Tich L'Regel Menashuk. And once the Zman of Tich L'Regel Menashuk ends, then you don't light the menorah anymore. And the second Shita holds, no, that the Shir is a half an hour. That, of course, L'Chatchila, one should light the menorah during the time of Mishatishka Atche Tich L'Regel Menashuk. But if you didn't light the menorah in that time, you still have time to light the menorah any time, as long as you put in a half an hour worth of oil. The Rambam seems to learn like the first approach, because the Rambam in Hilchis Megillah v'Chanukah, Perek Dal Halacha Hey, says, Madlikin Neres Chanukim Shkiyas Achama, you have to light the Chanukah candles by the Shkia, loy ma'achrim, not later, v'loy ma'gdinim, and continues the Rambam, v'm shochach ahizid, v'loy hidlik im Shkia sachama, if you haven't lit at the proper time, ma'adlik v'hoylich atcha tich l'regel menashuk, you could light it up to tich l'regel menashuk. V'zman hadloka, k'may chatzi shah, and that's a half an hour ayoyser, or a little more, and we'll speak about this word, ayoyser, if this time passes, you can no longer light. Why? Because the Rambam is obviously learning that the first teretz of the Gemara is teaching us that the Zman is Mishkiya Achatich L'Regel Menashuk. And the second teretz is teaching us that the Zman is a half an hour. Other Rishonim, however, say that the Gemara is telling us two different terutzim. And according to the second teretz, and this is the way the Ritva learns the Gemara, the Ritva says that the Gemara is teaching us that the halacha is that you have to light the menorah, preferably during that half an hour, during that time. But if you haven't lit it that time, then you can light it later. Just make sure you have a half an hour worth of oil. And actually, there's a very interesting diuk, which I saw is made both by the Brisker Rav and by the Bnei Yisachar in the Rambam. Because as we read the words of the Rambam again says, Shachacha hizid v'lahidlikim shkiyas achama, madlik v'hoylich achatich l'regum l'shuk, v'kamu zman zeh k'may chatzi shah o yoysa. And they both try to understand, what does the Rambam mean when he says the words o yoysa? So they explain that the Rambam is teaching us that bizman, that the Gemara said the original Takon of Ner Chanukah was in place. So the Ner Chanukah was lit b'shuk, b'chutz, outdoors. And since it was lit outdoors, it had to be lit specifically in the time when people are in the street. But now, where we light the Chanukah menorah indoors, once we're lighting the Chanukah menorah indoors, we're not lighting it for the people in the street. We're lighting it for the people in the home. And therefore, there are a number of halacha lemaisa that come into play. Number one, we're not any more limited to light the menorah strictly during the time of Shkia till Achatich L'Regel Manashuk. We're obligated to light the menorah at the time when there are people in the home to see the menorah. And therefore, perhaps the halacha would be that if somebody comes home at the Shkia time and he can light the menorah, but there's no one home, and the people in his family are only going to come home later, since the mitzvah Persume Nisa, which is fulfilled through the Adlokas Neiris, is for the people in the home, it should only be lit later. But there's another halacha that's a very important halacha. We keep on speaking based on this Gemara that the amount of oil that has to be put in, as we all know, is the amount of oil that can last for half an hour. But Nada was saying that we fulfill the mitzvah Persume Nisa through lighting the menorah for the people at our home. And as we're saying, when the people of the home are there, we should also keep the menorah lit as long as people in the home can see the menorah. And if I'm lighting the menorah at 6 o'clock and people are up for many hours afterwards, then we should keep the menorah lit and we should put in enough oil or have candles that are long enough to be on for that entire time. And in fact, the Paiskim say that it could well be that even according to the Shittas that don't focus on inside the home being the time for the lighting of the menorah. Mishatishka chama atshatich l'regel menashuk bizman hazeh, where there are people in the street much later, there are lights in the street, there are stores that are open. It's a different world than in the time of Chazal where people went into their homes and didn't go out at a much earlier hour. So we would have to keep the menorah on longer so the people in the street should be able to see the candles for that entire time. In fact, there's a famous story set over from the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav, when he lived already in Yerushalayim, lived across the street from a movie theater, from the Edison movie theater. And they used to play movies every night during Hanukkah. He used to make sure that his Hanukkah candles should be on up past the time when the people would come out of the movie theater and be able to see those candles lit. Because that's the Persume Nisa, and that's the Tich L'Regel Menashuk, because there are people still walking in the street at that late hour. So therefore, on one hand, now that we're lighting indoors, the halacha is that we should light it at, we can light it even at a later time. But on the other hand, we should be careful to make sure that the candles remain lit longer, that the candles remain lit until the people in the house up, that they could see those candles. And this issue is discussed more in the Sefer Ma'adim Vizmanim, Chelik Beis, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, and in Chelik Vav, Simen Pei Vav. And also he speaks about this in his Shailos HaTshuvos, Tshuvos Verachogos, Chelik Aleph, Simen Shin Tzadik. Furthermore, this concept that we discuss regarding the Persume Nisa involved in lighting the Hanukkah candles, and we're learning that it's primarily for the people in the house, is also what I saw a tshuva from Rav Vosner. Our Gemara taught us that you're not supposed to light the Ner Hanukkah Lamala Michof Amma, above 20 Amma. And he discusses that there are many people that nowadays live in homes that are skyscrapers, and their apartment may very well be above 20 Amma. So how could they light the menorah? But if we're establishing now that the primary Persume Nisa is for the people in the house, not for the people outdoors, so in your apartment, you're not above Chaf Amma when you're lighting the menorah in your apartment. And therefore, there is no concern of lighting the menorah even if you live on a very high floor of a building which is above Chaf Amma. The Gemara also taught us that Aroya, that if somebody sees the Ner Chanukah, he makes a bracha. The Gemara distinguished between which bracha should be made. Should the bracha of, that obviously the person who's making a bracha of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah can make a bracha if he's only Haroya. Whereas if you're lighting the menorah yourself, you make the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. And the question that we have, a machloikus rishonim, is if the Gemara says that Amar Chiyah Bar Ashi Amar Rav Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzoruch Levorech, Rav Yirmiyah Yoma Haroya Ner Shel Chanukah Tzoruch Levorech. So the rishonim debate, what would be the halacha if, and this question comes up quite often, somebody's walking and he's walking home. And as he's walking home, particularly if he lives in a very Jewish neighborhood, and it's very likely that he will already see many menorahs from when he walks home, till he gets home. So does he make the bracha as soon as he's roya, or does he make the bracha only when he lights the menorah? The most rishonim, and that is the psak that we follow, say that the only time you make a bracha of haroya is if you're in a situation where you're not going to light Hanukkah candles yourself. So if you're not going to light Hanukkah candles yourself, then you make a bracha when you're roya. But if you're going to light Hanukkah candles yourself, then you don't make a bracha by roya. Wait till you get home and light the Hanukkah candles. But it's interesting to point out that the Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam holds that even if you are going to light the Hanukkah candles when you get home, the halacha is you make a bracha as soon as you see the Hanukkah candles. And don't make a bracha later. Interestingly enough, the Rambam has another opinion as well. There's a question. Certainly, the bracha of Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah should be recited before one lights the menorah. Because we have a rule by all brachas that you make the bracha Oivelas Yosin. You make the bracha before you actually do the mitzvah. The question is, the bracha of Shachiyonu, the bracha of Shosin Nisim Labesein, when is that bracha? When are those brachas recited? So we know, our meaning, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says, is that we make those brachas before we light the menorah. The Rambam's opinion, however, is that those brachas are not connected to the mitzvah of lighting the menorah specifically. And therefore, those brachas should be made afterwards. So I saw that the Mefarshim want to actually connect all of these machlokes and help us understand what we do. Because it seems that what the Rambam is saying makes a lot of sense. Both halachas. What's the difference that I only make the bracha when I light the menorah? Why can't I make the bracha when I see the menorah? And furthermore, what does Sha'asa Nisim and Shechiyonu have to do with the lighting of the menorah? Shouldn't that, if anything, shouldn't the making of those brachas be considered a hefsik between the bracha of Lahalit Ner Shel Chanukah and the actual lighting of the menorah? It could be that the Rambam's opinion is that Persumei Nisa is not limited to the actual lighting of the menorah. And since Persumei Nisa is not limited to the actual lighting of the menorah, we can make the bracha when we see the menorah. And the Sha'asa Nisim and the Shechiyonu are there for specifically for the Persumei Nisa, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'agiyonu lazman hazeh, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brought back, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu did that nes for us, Sha'asa Nisim l'avoseinu, so they're not directly related to the lighting of the menorah. And therefore, we certainly shouldn't say them. They would be a hefsik between the bracha and the lighting of the menorah. But we hold that the way Persumei Nisa is accomplished, Persumei Nisa is accomplished through the lighting of the menorah. If Persumei Nisa is accomplished through lighting of the menorah, so of course, if you could accomplish Persumei Nisa strictly through lighting the menorah, by lighting the menorah, or only by roya, do it by lighting. That is the proper way of doing Persumei Nisa. And if lighting the menorah is the way that we do the Persumei Nisa, then we could understand why the Shechiyonu and the Sha'asa Nisim L'Avoseinu are not to be considered a hefsik between the lighting, between the bracha and the lighting. Because that's what the lighting is all about. The lighting is all about Persumei Nisa. And if the lighting is all about Persumei Nisa, then it's not a hefsik. Sha'asa Nisim Shechiyonu actually only teach us the same point that we want to light the menorah where we do the Persumei Nisa. And that's why the halacha is that the Gemara says that where do you light the menorah? You light the menorah if you're lighting it indoors. The mezuzah on the right side and the Hanukkah candle on the left side. And I saw a very interesting question that is brought up. Many homes have doorways that don't have mezuzah. They don't have a mezuzah on them because that's the way the doorway is constructed. And the question that comes up is that if there is no mezuzah on the right side, so where do we light the menorah? Do we light it on the right side or on the left side? And it's a machlokes rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins that we should light it on the, in Tof Resh Ayin Aleph Siv Zayin, we should light it on the right side. But there are many rishonim, Darchas Chaim and the Kolboy, that even if there is no mezuzah on the right side, we should light the mezuzah still on the left side. And I saw a beautiful explanation from the Keren LeDavid as to why. We know that the mezuzah is put on the right side, but what does it mean that it's put on the right side? It's put on the right side as one enters the home. So if we put the Ner Chanukah on the left side, that means it's the right side for somebody exiting the home. What's the right for somebody entering is the left for somebody exiting. What's the left for somebody entering is the right for somebody exiting. And that's what the Ner Chanukah teaches us. Put the Ner Chanukah on the left side of your door, which is the right side as you're exiting. As you exit into the world, be mefarsim the nes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. And actually, I saw the mefarshim use this concept a step further. Because, as we just mentioned a moment ago, the Gemara is very clear, even if we mention the Machlokes Rishonim, but the Gemara is extremely clear that if one isn't going to have his own Ner Chanukah, then he should rely on the Ner Chanukah, then he can make a bracha on Haroya. And the question is, where do we find that a bracha is recited for just seeing something. Aren't brachas always recited for when you do a mitzvah? Nobody would ever suggest that you make a bracha when you, no one would ever suggest that you make a bracha when you see a mezuzah. You only make a bracha when you actually put the mezuzah on your door. Why is the Ner Chanukah different? The answer is because Ner Chanukah is all about Pesumei Nisa. And of course, the better way of fulfilling Pesumei Nisa is through lighting the menorah. But if I see the menorah, and I learned the lesson of the menorah, that the lesson of the menorah is haroya, that I see it, and I realize the Pesumei Nisa, that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, then the halacha is that we have fulfilled the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, and we can make the bracha of Sha'asa Nisim, and we can make the bracha of Shachiyonu, and we could say the Hallel for Chanukah, because that all is to teach us the lesson of the Amuna that we have to have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Kedushas Levi says, the Gemara on Daf Chof Aleph on Mabez, when the Gemara describes the original Takana of Chanukah, says, L'shana Acheres Kovim V'Osa Yontav B'Hal Avaydah. And the Kedushas Levi asked the question, why L'shana Acheres? Why did they have to wait a whole year to establish the Yontav of Chanukah? Why didn't they establish the Yontav immediately? Says the Kedushas Levi, because after the year passed, and Chazal felt, and Chazal in their sensitivity felt that that is a time of the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down a Shefa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down a tremendous influence of Emuna that we can learn and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us. It took, at that time, we see that every year Chanukah is the time that we could come to that recognition. L'shana Acheres, the next year, Chazal felt that every year, this is the time of the year where that is the time when you can feel that this is in the ear, the Pesumei Nisa, when we light the Chanukah candles. And therefore, every year, as we light the Chanukah candles, as we said at the beginning, according to the way the Halacha tells us to fulfill the mitzvah, we come to the recognition of the Tzadik, B'munasa Yichya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Manig Haylomoy, B'chesed U'Berachman.